Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and we're going to kick this week off, this short week, with a writer and podcaster you maybe have some acquaintance with, and that would be Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Hope you've got some enjoyable plans for the rest of for the end of this week.
No, not so much. But I'll be working.
Oh,
I'll be working.
Yeah. Ah, I understand. Wow. You know, I consider that I live in a pretty average place. It's not the most peaceful. It's not the most violent. We are unusual in that in the last year there was a murder in our town. So remember, only 2% of the counties in the entire United States are going to have a murder at all.
Right.
So I guess we moved into that unfortunate category. And then I kind of get some perspective. Chicago had 19 people shot and wounded this weekend, 25 in the last week. But more sad news is 3 people were shot and killed since Friday night. The total is now over 3,200 people shot this year by the drug gangs who pretty much control Chicago unquestioned. And as horrible as that sounds, this weekend was better than last week.
Yeah.
When almost 50% more people were shot last week than this. And those are just, my problems are small in my town.
You know,
go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, one of the things that I find interesting about this particular time is that, you know, normally they're pushing crime to push gun control, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's sensationalized. Especially whenever we have a rampage killing. But then at the same time now, during this last election, all of the major news outlets were saying, what crime? There's no crime. I mean, it's not as bad as you think it is. It's fear-mongering. The Republicans are just ginning this up. It's not really happening. Don't believe your lying eyes.
Right. Yes, exactly. We need, that is the tide sail. Oh, if only those criminals would obey our law, we need to restrict the activities of honest people more and more. Right. And what's fascinating to me is times are changing so fast. 6 people were shot in Baltimore over the weekend, and Baltimore and Chicago are in Illinois and Maryland, which used to be gun control, you know, the gems of the gun control crown. And you and I remember it wasn't that many years ago when all the honest citizens in Chicago were disarmed. But these days, pretty much every week, we'll read stories about self-defense in Chicago. Well, now we're starting to see that happen in Maryland. Bill, last week I reported on a concealed carrier in Maryland, and I said that it was hard to get your permit, particularly in Baltimore.
Right.
One of our listeners wrote to me. He said, you're behind the times, Rob. That was true. Not anymore. And he got his permit within the last couple months, and it only took him 2 months to get his permit. That means we're going to see more and more citizens defending themselves, even in states like Maryland.
Well, I mean, it's coming, but I mean, they're going to be, it's like dragging a vampire to the sun.
Exactly. Oh, well, but it's getting sunny out.
Yeah.
The good news is that John Lott just put out another article where he says, look, more of us are going to get our carry permits. Not that we will in the future. We have already gone to get our carry permits. There, that's the accurate way to say it. Even though there are more and more states that say, don't bother. You can carry without a permit. Well, the COVID pandemic said we should stay home. And now that we can move again, the number of concealed carry permits that let us carry out in public, that number is now up to 22 million. That's about 2% larger than last year. And John says something that I thought was insightful. He goes, if you do a survey, you have to work really hard to understand what the truth is when you get an answer. We can ask you if you have a gun. And there are reasons to say yes when you don't, and reasons to say no if you do. Carry permit data, though, that's pretty hard and fast. You either have a permit or you don't. And the state, when they report it, will tell you. Now, they may be a couple weeks behind on the number. It may take 6 months to get an accurate number back to the beginning of the year. But again, we're seeing an increase in carry permits, even though there are 24 constitutional carry states. Alabama adopted constitutional carry, but it doesn't, that would be the 25th, but it doesn't take effect until January of next year. Lott then backs up a step. He goes, okay, we've got states, populous states, almost our most populous states, New York, California, Massachusetts, New Jersey, where very few people can carry. He uses Illinois as an example because he says the legislators in Illinois don't really like it. They make it very difficult for us to carry. And, okay, if New York, California, Massachusetts, New Jersey had essentially Illinois carry, that would be another 2.7 million gun owners that could carry in public. That's a 12% increase. Another one out of eight adults who would be able to carry. Bill, you and I are going to have something to talk about every day from here to forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Carry is going to have to go up though, because did you see the Just Facts thing that came out?
No. Tell me about it.
So the Just Facts thing, they looked at the Uniform Crime Report that came out of the FBI, and they noticed that only 60% of the law enforcement agencies had reported, and they reported 14,000, right at 15,000 murders. But then if you go look at the death certificates due to homicide and you subtract justifiable homicide out of it, it was nearly 25,000 homicides.
Wow.
And when they looked at that, they said, based upon the current trends, the way things are going, unless things change, one in 179 of us can expect to be murdered in our lifetime.
I saw that.
Now that's going to vary.
See that. I didn't know.
That's going to vary. Sure. Yeah. That's going to vary due to location, and it's also going to vary due to some other things. But having said that, you know, the primary reason I carry a gun is to make it harder to kill me.
Right.
So. While I do live in an area where my odds are probably higher than 1 in 179, and I try to, you know, offset some of that by carrying a gun and being aware and all these other things, where we exist right now, this minute, is really interesting.
Is it the Chinese curse? May you live in interesting times?
Yes, I think it is. Tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host at the Polite Society podcast. That's sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Each of those comes out once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. I managed to get a couple articles out a week. From there, my writing is often picked up at Ammo Land Shooting Sports News. And all that, Bill and I find something to talk about.
Every week. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the guns.com radio studio. Let me try that again. From the guns.com radio studio. I only say that like a million times a month. This is Lock and Load. And I'm talking to Rob Morse.
Bill, I want to bring you a defensive gun use. Can we jump there?
Absolutely.
The reason I bring this is because it's both so shocking and because it's so ordinary. This came out of Warner Robins, Georgia. You and I know that ordinary people defend themselves with a firearm thousands of times a day. But sometimes these defenders, they're not just defending themselves, they're defending strangers, innocent strangers. What's unusual here is that it was reported in the news. Now, this defender was named Kelsey Willis, and he saved a five-year-old boy who it looks like a kidnapping, and it happened to Warner Robins, Georgia. Ordinary man story. Mr. Willis, when you see him dressed, he goes, it looks like the guy just came off a road crew, you know, or a construction crew. He's taken his car to Walmart to get the oil changed, 2 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon. He and his friend they're in the process of, well, you know, do you want this oil or that oil? Do you want to change the filter? Do you want this, that? And they hear somebody scream. They hear a child scream. And it's loud enough and sustained and not just a cry, but wow, what was that? They turn and they see a man in his 60s grabbing this child from a car and pulling him across the parking lot. And the child is not having it. He's screaming. He's also saying something really important. He's saying, don't beat me. And this causes kind of all the adults to stand up and go, say what? And now what they did is infinitely ordinary. I'm not trying to pick on them. Kelsey Willis, he says, at first I wondered if the old man was taking him toward the trees so the young man could go to the bathroom. You know, Grandpa, I need to pee. Well, okay, there's no, okay, we'll go here. Well, that doesn't make the kid scream, don't beat me. And that disconnect, that incongruity was enough to make Willis and his friend go, no, this ain't right. This really ain't right. So they follow the old man and the boy towards the woods, and the child continues to scream. When the two men caught up with the older man and child, the older man had the child on the ground, his hands around the child's neck. And Willis said, no, this has to stop. He presents his firearm, orders the older man to stop, pulls the child away, and this is where I think his friend started to comfort the child. The child's crying. Other people now are coming from the parking lot to see what's going on. But the reason this is, I'm going to call it an everyman story, is because there were lots of people that heard it. Probably a dozen. But they wrote it off. Oh, it's just an adult having a problem with a kid. When Willis ran after that adult and yelled, stop, take your hands off the child. All of a sudden that said, yeah, everybody who had this is unusual but could be okay. Nope, the switch went to the other side and we all went, no, that's not right. And then lots of people responded.
Right. Well, you know, nowadays, I'm surprised they just ignored it because most of the time they'd be pulling out their phone to film it or something, you know?
Yeah, they may have done that. We don't know. But we do. Okay, the great news is this 67-year-old guy, he's arrested and charged with aggravated assault and cruelty toward a child. Lots of news reports first called this a kidnapping. Later, and they never explained how, they find out that the 67-year-old, the older attacker, was somehow related to the child. There's so many things we don't know. Just listing them would double the size of my story. How was the child with him? Did he have permission to take the child? We don't even really know if the child arrived in the older man's car.
Right.
And what's interesting in the news is I've sort of seen two sets of comments. One says, we don't usually have homicidal relatives that steal children, so this story isn't important. And it's great. That's great. We don't want more murderous relatives.
No.
But the excuses that he made and the way people reacted could have been used as a textbook manual, really. To me, what's interesting is Mr. Willis didn't have to shoot. So he's a grown man. if there were four or five grown adults, they could have stopped this, even if that older man were armed. It's the older attacker.
Right.
Now, what I'm wondering is, if you're a 115-pound woman, would you have stopped it? Probably not if you were disarmed. Certainly, if you knew that kid, you'd say, wait a minute, that's Johnny so-and-so, off you go. And it's pretty what millions of new gun owners are learning now is, oh, yeah, I can protect me. I can protect my family. I can protect my neighbors. I can protect a third person as long as they're innocent. And in this case, look, this, it turns out the kid was only 5 years old. He didn't threaten the life of the attacker. He didn't begin it, sustain it. No. So in cases like that, it's pretty obvious. Wait a minute. This wasn't mutual combat between two drunk 23-year-olds. This was crazy. Why is that adult beating up on that kid? So
mutual combat.
Millions of us who've gotten a gun in the last couple of years are getting smarter. And now, but here's what I wonder. Really, this kid was within seconds of going unconscious.
Yeah, of dead.
And yet the maybe dead. And yet the defender didn't shoot. He used words. He used the threat of force. He pulled the kid away. And I'm going, oh, he was just afraid to shoot. And then I go, now, wait a minute. I've got an adult who's over a child. I've got to be really careful how I shoot, or I'm going to shoot down on this older man. The child's behind him. So was it, it might have been prudence. He might have said, look, is there anything I can do that doesn't put the child at risk as I try and save him? And maybe the answer is grab the old man's elbow, twist it behind his back, grab the kid's arm, meaning I've got a gun that will stop it, but maybe there are safer things to do. Physical force worked.
Let's talk about that restraint when we come back. Tell everybody how to find you right quick, please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. Both of them come out once each week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. I try and get a couple articles from there every week. Bill, you and I somehow find the time to talk about all this.
That's just good time management. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Charges are being filed against a suspect in a deadly Colorado shooting that left five people dead and many more injured. Anderson Lee Aldrich was charged with five counts of murder and five counts of bias-motivated crime causing bodily injury. The incident happened in Colorado Springs at an LGBT club late Saturday night. At the White House on Monday, President Joe Biden pardons the National Thanksgiving turkey and his alternative.
The Pilgrims thought it was pretty important in tough times to come together and thank God, to be grateful for what we have. That's what the Thanksgiving tradition is all about, being grateful for what we have. And grateful for fellow Americans who we may never meet, but who would be, there you go, they're grateful.
The lucky turkeys named Chocolate and Chip are from Monroe, North Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Rob Morrison. He was just telling us a story about a rescuer of a child that was being strangled.
Yeah.
And, you know, what's interesting about this, and you see this all the time, because I'm going to presume that that carrier, he may have taken some, you know, some class or something, but I'm almost certain he's not like a gunslinger, gunfighter type that goes and trains the way we try to.
Nope.
And yet,
in fact, it didn't even mention if he had his permit.
Yeah. His presence of mind in the situation is really, really impressive.
Well, and I think this is an everyman story. I think we want to mythologize firearms. Oh, unless you're a ninja, you shouldn't be armed. It should only be the police. We'll get to a story like that if you want. But in fact, our neighbors have a lot of common sense. And now here's what's amazing. He didn't freeze. And I think it was he started to, and then he went, no, that's a child screams. I can't stand here. I can't let a child scream and not protect him. And again, what millions of new gun owners are finding is that force comes in degrees. Simply being there is the minimal projection of force. Sir, you probably want to stop. And we can make mistakes by using either too much too soon or too little too late. You know, if you sit there talking while this guy chokes out the kid, you waited too long.
Yeah, you got to make a move at that point. I mean, being choked out is the fastest way you can lose consciousness without being beaten into unconsciousness takes a long time and it's very painful, and it's also it injures you to a degree. Being choked out is one thing, but being strangled, now you've got all kinds of injuries happening to your windpipe and everything else. This
right.
is probably bigger comparatively speaking to this child's neck, so this guy didn't have a whole lot of time to make a bunch of decisions. And thankfully, whatever he said, the way he said it worked. And he didn't have to shoot
right.
that guy. Did they arrest the dude?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah?
Yeah, don't confuse Warner Robins, Georgia, with Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. No, I don't think there's not a Soros DA that's going to say, how much do you have in your wallet? Oh, that's no bail. No, I don't think that's happening. One thing I noticed is that, you know, a crowd gathered in the woods. And in hindsight, you and I have been in exercises where you have to manage or use that crowd, and they could be an enormous advantage. I mean, just think of it. Someone can take care of the child. Someone can call 911 and stay on the call with the dispatcher.
Right.
Someone can physically restrain the attacker. Someone can meet the police in the parking lot and guide them to the scene. And that messenger can say, there's an armed offender there. He's wearing a green shirt. He's a black man. It looks like things are resolved. Let's shout when you get close. But that's more than you can do and think about if you have a gun in your hand and you're holding someone at gunpoint.
Right.
So suppose you were there, Bill. You, with your training and just a carry class and a little bit of thought, you would have been invaluable even if your gun never came out of the holster. You would have helped the good guys manage all of that. And now Georgia is a constitutional carry state. You don't need to carry a class. But I'll bet any money you want at any odds that Mr. Willis is wishing he had a carry class so he knew what to do and could think of doing it faster. You want that bet?
Not the way, well, I mean. Here's what I'm thinking.
Everybody wants that.
Everybody wants that bet. But I mean, here's what I'm thinking. The thing that always amazes me about these incidences is that, one, for some reason, they rarely happen in front of you, they rarely happen in front of me. They're always happening, which tells me how many people actually train.
Right.
Actually go train.
Not many.
Now, I would like to think that I would handle it at least as good as that guy handled it.
Yeah.
However, you know, there's a couple of things that come into play with this. Like, if you separate those two, you don't really need to go hands-on with the guy because you don't know what he's got on him.
And right.
If you do go hands-on with the guy, you have to be so fast and so effective that you put him down quick. And then now that can lead to injury of the assailant.
Right.
I don't know how I feel about that. I probably wouldn't feel too bad about it. But now you got to get him down on his face, and then you got to immobilize him while he's down on his face. When somebody's on the ground face down, there's very little that they can do.
Right.
But getting them that way and going hands-on with them, if they have something on them, you're so busy trying to, immobilize them that they can get to whatever it is they may have hidden on their body.
Right.
So
holding him at gunpoint is probably a pretty good solution. By the way, there's something called the low ready. That means you're looking, the gun is low enough that you can see the attacker's hand.
Oh, yeah.
If you put the gun up in front of your face ready to shoot, his you know, about from the neck down, he becomes invisible. Whoops. That's a problem. You need to see what's going on. And again, that's something you can learn. Go take some training. We have practiced this for the last several hundred years. They're not secrets. It's easy. In fact, you know, we just two great training tips that we gave away. Manage a crowd. You'll know what to do once you take a class. Low ready lets you see what's happening. It's every man's story.
Low ready. I like low. You know, the high ready thing. That was that's what the SEALs do. But there's a reason the SEALs are high ready and everybody else is low ready.
Okay.
The SEALs go ashore on a boat that's made out of rubber.
Oh.
So
wow.
If they're in the low ready and they inadvertently trigger around, they're sinking.
What a bad day.
Yeah. Now, low ready,
well,
I prefer that because if you do trigger around, it's going into the ground and you don't have to worry about where it lands.
Right. Well, and the position that you and I call SUL, often called the compressed ready.
Yeah.
The gun held at your chest, pointed down, the bullet would strike about 5 feet in front of you off to the weak hand side. That was developed by a bunch of agents, I think, in Brazil. And they would form a stack, and they go, you know, I'd be a lot more comfortable if you weren't pointing a gun at my back. Yeah. Same, similar problem.
Low and away, that's the way to be. Low and away. But anyway, with that story and everything, the way you did, the guy handled it so well.
Right.
And you say, I mean, constantly with me, I'm sitting back, would I handle it that well? I wonder about that. I do wonder about it. I think that's actually a good safe place to be, because then I'm not out there going, yeah, well, I hope I go out today and I find some trouble because I'm going to feel my hand and show my stuff. Because that wouldn't be the way it was.
And what you and I hope is, if we admit it out loud, man, I hope I don't make a terrible mistake, which is you and I and all these people. This is true about our neighbors. They are reluctant heroes. They're not out to make a name. They just go, you know, the only reason I got involved is it looked like a kid was going to be hurt. That's the truth of, that's the average truth in these United States.
When we get back, I'll let Rob tell you how to find him. This is Lock and Load.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and we are talking with Rob Morse. And we ran out of time before we could tell about how to find Rob Morse. How can they find you, sir?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host at the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. Bill, we've got a lot to cover. Can I jump in?
Please.
What if we threw a freedom party and everybody came? In the last few years, sheriffs in the San Francisco Bay Area only granted a few hundred permits in all. Now, those sheriffs are seeing thousands and thousands of applications a month. That's certainly true where we've been able to get data in Contra Costa and Alameda counties. The sheriffs say, I can't handle the load. Well, that isn't true. They process thousands of traffic tickets a day. You can process thousands of permits. You just need to move your manpower. The truth is they haven't moved the resources because they made this problem for themselves. There are about 40 counties in California that were already effectively shall issue that you need to show a good cause. The sheriff said, you're a law-abiding citizen. That's good enough cause. So it's only the woke sheriffs who back themselves into this corner. Now, what's amazing, and most people forget, including the news crews, that the honest citizens from those 40 other counties in California, they can carry in every county. The obvious solution, and I'm waiting for a judge to figure this out, is to let sheriffs issue to out-of-county residents. Sheriff, if it takes you over a month, I'll fix it for you. Any sheriff in the state can now issue to your citizens, and you will honor it. If only there were an honest judge in California, we'd be there already.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. An honest judge. Although I'm seeing some judges out there that are, it's quite interesting, some of the things that are coming out of it. And I saw one ruling that came out the other day. What was it about? It was about the student loan program or the student loan forgiveness, where the judge got out there and said, I'm aware of the divisiveness in the country right now today. However, that has nothing to do with what's constitutional and the separation of powers. That's the kind of judge we need.
Yeah. He goes, you can do that, President Biden. No problem. Submit it to Congress. Let them vote on it. And then you can sign it. But until then, you can't give away billions of dollars.
Right.
Since Halloween came just the other day, I wanted to pick up on a Halloween theme. This is a story out of Portland, Oregon, and they've been in the news since the election. A landlord entered his renter's apartment dressed in a slasher mask, carrying a hammer and a pellet gun. Wait, this was late at night. The landlord used a key to enter. This was not trick-or-treat. The landlord threatened the renters. Well, then one of the renters goes, who is this guy? And he stabs the guy. They try and stop the bleeding. They call 911. The landlord's death has been ruled as self-defense. What's interesting is that Oregon, and particularly Portland, is anti-gun. The gun in the landlord's hand was a pellet gun. So fake guns will get you killed. Y'all be careful out there.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's if you're going to get out there and act like you have one. I mean, I had a friend who got killed. He got shot because he got out of his car with his hand behind his back like he had a gun behind him. And he was walking up on somebody. It was a road rage thing. And he walks up on somebody and he gets shot by the guy because the guy that he was threatening with the fake gun, with the no gun, actually had a real gun. So.
Wow. Yeah, don't do that.
No, that's bad.
Well, and now let's flip that 180 degrees. Some of the training that I got when I was just starting, people said, don't ever show a firearm unless you intend to use it. And I've since learned that's bad advice. That's bad advice. Certainly in my home, I wouldn't say, oh, I'm not ready to kill that person. I shouldn't show a gun. Hold on. If there's a lethal threat, I can now a threat being lethal and it being immediate are two different things. If I see a lethal and unavoidable threat, my gun can come out. As a number of police officers have said, I still had time. This guy didn't need to die today. So my gun was out and in my hands because there was a lethal threat to me or other innocent people. So they used to call it gun store wisdom. Life's a little more complex than gun store wisdom.
Yeah. Gun store wisdom. I don't know. I have two minds about gun stores. Every time I go into a gun store, and you're talking about the gun store wisdom, I just, you know, show me the gun I'm looking for, and don't try to illustrate to me how knowledgeable you are. Just show me the gun. Is that the gun? Let me see the gun. How much is the gun? Thank you. I'd like to buy the gun. No, I don't care if you carry the gun. I don't care if you've shot the gun. Couldn't care less. And listen, it's not about, I'm not trying to be arrogant or anything about it, but I mean, some of the stuff, like, how many concealed carry classes have you gone to where it's a training class or something, and every woman out there who just bought their gun is carrying a Smith 642? Or one of those little Smith bodyguard 380s.
Yeah. Yep.
And then
I shot a Wildcat the other day, though. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. And you tell them, though, when they get out there and actually start shooting this thing more than five times, they're not going to like it.
Yep.
One time I was going out there to film a video, and then all of a sudden there was a class there, so couldn't film the video. So then the guy gets out there and says, hey, will you be my RSOs? And I was like, well, I'm not trained to be an RSO. And he said, well, okay, will you be my RSO? I said, okay. So then I'm sitting there, and there's a woman there with a 642. Smith & Wesson 642, which is a fine revolver. But, and you know, five shot, easy to hide. I don't know how she did it, but right behind in the joint behind her thumb, she busted her hand open. And I'm looking around for something, because, and that was the last time I ever went to the range without a trauma kit. All we could do was duct tape her hand. And then all the other ladies that had little bodyguards, they were complaining about how it hurt their hand to shoot. And one female there came with an old Smith & Wesson, like 659 or something, the steel frame, double stack, 9mm.
Okay.
And she was just drawing a face on the target. She was the only one that knew to bring a full gun. She knew what she was doing. So it was interesting to watch. It was interesting to watch. But that's that gun shop wisdom. I went to another class one time where the guy's first gun he'd ever bought was a Glock 20. Because he said, I want one that has knockdown power. I'm going to go take my concealed carry permit class. And the gun shop wisdom sold him a Glock 20.
Ouch.
And he had to borrow somebody's gun after he fired at the first two shots. He had to finish the class with somebody else's gun.
Because you've got a nationwide audience, and a lot of them haven't seen what you've seen. There are states where you have to qualify in your concealed carry class with your carry gun.
Right.
There are others where you could show up with a Ruger 22 and just be making happy faces on the target, and that's good to go. You can carry anything you want.
Right.
So, yeah, my state does not tell you what guns you're qualified to carry. You want to wear that outfit today? That gun will fit you. Go for it. Have fun. I want to go back to Oregon. Can we move?
Well,
do we have time?
We've run out of time.
Ah.
We'll pick that up next week.
Thank you, Bill.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Who's next?
Well, it's Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. He's coming up next. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
My pleasure, Bill. See you then.
All right. Coming up next, Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. Going to catch up on the latest in the gun culture. And that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.